Pension reform, one of the top legislative priorities this General Assembly session, is headed to the Senate floor. Committee approval of pension reforms came over the vocal objections of a large group of retired educators. A room full of mostly retired teachers linked arms and chanted, "Fine funding first, we vote," as members of the Senate State and Local Government Committee filed into the room. Committee Chair Joe Bowen says the bill works to fully fund the pension systems.
Senate Bill 1 makes that commitment. So you folks will enjoy that pension that you richly deserve.
There were several reactionary comments made by attendees. Afterward, McCreary County retired teacher Roger Greer said he believes a provision to lower the cost of living adjustment is illegal.
And you've got people who make laws, legal laws, and yet they're doing things that are not legal. So how do you justify that?
Bill sponsor Joe Bowen says changes will result in $3.2 billion in savings over 20 years. Under the proposal, a 1.5% cost of living adjustment would likely be restored in 20 years. Kentucky Education Association President Stephanie Winkler says there are indications that many House members may not support the bill because they believe it goes too far with reforms. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.